Plymouth will be having a special town meeting on June 21st, and joining us this morning to discuss that further is town moderator Stephen Trifletti. Mr. Trifletti, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you for having me.
So what will exactly be the big item at this special town meeting?
So at this special town meeting, the big item is the purchase of some land in Plymouth in an area known as Chiltonville. The land is currently under a purchase and sale agreement with a private party, and that private party is offering the property available to the town for possible future construction of public safety buildings.
And so there's still some, I understand the sale price on this is around $2.3 million, is that correct?
Yes, at this point, the purchase and sale agreement with the private owner is in that amount, and the private owner is offering the property to the town, but because of the timeline involved in the purchase and sale agreement, it's necessary for the town to have a special town meeting if the town wishes to go forward with the purchase.
Now, will this? Why are we doing this at this time in this month, right in the middle of summer?
Well, again, it's because of the fact that the property is currently under purchase and sale agreement, and if the town did not move forward at this time, then the land may not be available to the town in the future.
Now, will this special town meeting, will that be virtual, in person, or some sort of hybrid?
Well, currently under Massachusetts general laws, the hybrid model is not available. And in fact, Plymouth is going to be also including on the warrant a home rule petition for a hybrid model. But in the meantime, it'll be either in person or virtual. Our last five town meetings have been virtual, and I'm scheduled to meet with the Board of Health on May 11th in order to receive a recommendation from the Board of Health. I noted in an earlier story that you had on Brockton that they have an uptick, and they're watching the metrics, and we're doing that in Plymouth as well. We're watching the sewerage and to determine whether or not it would be safe and healthy for Plymouth Town Meeting to meet in person or whether we would have one more virtual town meeting.
Now, this comes as a town went from 15 to 18 precincts. Do you see any issues with that?
No, certainly town meeting is historically expanding. We will have 27 additional town meeting members elected at our election next month on May 21st. And I have already scheduled a town meeting orientation for Monday, June 13th, at which time I will provide information to all town meeting members regarding the workings of town meeting. It'll also serve as a town meeting presentation night, and we'll be receiving a presentation from the town manager about the warrant article related to the purchase of the 25 acres at the former Entergy Chiltonville Training Center, and we'll do a town meeting preview on the motions that are going to be coming before town meeting.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.